41% of the new legislature were made up of landowners, considerable landowners at that. Church powers were restored. The Concordat with Napoleon remained in effect for the most part, but the power of bishops over the clergy strengthened. Secular education was placed under the supervision of bishops, in 1821, and all appointments to primary schools were given to the church. This would begin what would become one of the great social issues and cultural issues of 19th century France, and it is a battle over education between the church and the forces of liberalism, secularizing liberals. So one really sees the modern formation of this in 1821. In 1822, criticism of the divine right of kings, an outrage against religion, was made punishable by life imprisonment, in prison or death. So by 1822, Louis felt confident enough to issue a decree which would make criticism of this concept of divine right of kings or outrage against religion, whatever that might mean, it's a broad definition of that, as punishable by death. Opposition mounted as a result of these actions by the crown. You really couldn't, I think, at this point, put the genie back in the bottle to this extent. And in 1824, Louis XVIII died and was succeeded by his brother, Charles X. Whereas Louis XVIII was willing to recognize the realities of the period, that compromise was necessary. He might prefer divine right monarchy, he certainly did. But he had to make compromises with the reality of the political situation in France. Charles X was not cut from the same cloth, though a brother he was to Louis XVIII. Charles X was a real reactionary, a man determined to restore divine right monarchy, determined to see the position of monarchy reestablished in France. He made very little secret of his contempt for the charter, very little attempt to hide his feelings about former revolutionaries or the aristocracy of the Napoleonic era. For Charles X, there was only one political course, and that political course was restoration, with capital letters, restoration of divine right monarchy. In 1825, he introduced an indemnity bill to pay aristocrats for property lost during the revolution. This sat well with aristocrats, but for the great majority of the population, it was a drain on the French treasury and a real clear indication that the favored social class of restored monarchy was going to be the old favored class, and that was aristocracy. This indemnity bill was tremendously unpopular in France, and for obvious reasons. He also took the step of disbanding the National Guard, which had become a great bourgeois institution. The National Guard, to be in the National Guard, was not only a way to express one's politics and one's commitment to the ideals of the Republic, but also had become a great social achievement. Disbanding the National Guard was not popular at all with elements of the French middle class. And he also refused to recognize the Charter. He refused formally to recognize the constitutional document on which his own regime was based. In 1830, with opposition to Charles X mounting, and with the king increasingly indiscreet about his views, his party suffered a major defeat at the polls, even with the electorate restricted as it was. In the aftermath of those elections, the king issued a series of decrees. One, suspending freedom of the press. Two, dissolving the Chamber of Deputies. newly elected Chamber of Deputies, and three, raising the property qualifications for future elections. If the franchise was restricted already, it was now going to be tightened even more.